This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. But before we go ahead and talk about the stock recommendations, here's a word on the Money Control app. The stock pin option in the Money Control app helps investors get real-time prices, and the app also has added many interesting features, so do check it out now. We spoke to Mehul Kothari today, a senior technical analyst at India Nivesh Securities. He gave us 3 buy calls and also shared his views on Nifty. The first 3 sessions of the week were dominated by the bears as Nifty's spot remained under pressure. On January 2, the bulls displayed their strong character and retaliated back by pulling up the Nifty around 100 points higher from its previous close. On a weekly basis, Nifty is trading near 12,300 mark with a change of 0.30%. The Nifty Bank Index too is now trading with a minor change of 0.10% week on week. Previously, we had a view that Nifty would trade in the range of 12,000 to 12,300 during the week, and only a move above or below this range would dictate the further trend, said the analyst. Currently, the index is hovering just below the top end of this range. Going ahead, a move above 12,300 would confirm a fresh breakout, which can pull the index towards 12,400 to 12,450 levels, the analyst said. However, on the upside, 12,350 to 12,500 could be a supply zone, since that is the placement of a rising trend line. Looking at the broader picture, the weekly and monthly RSI of Nifty is witnessing a negative divergence. As per this observation, one should keep booking profits at higher levels, the analyst said. On the downside, major support is at 12,100. A breach of this level might apply immediate breaks to the ongoing momentum. Here are 3 buy calls for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Mahindra & Mahindra is the first call with a target price of ₹560 and stop loss of ₹524. Upside potential for this call is 3.7%. Over the past few months, Mahindra & Mahindra has been hovering around ₹510 mark, which historically has been a demand zone for the stock. We are also witnessing a double bottom kind of formation at the demand zone of ₹520 to 510, which indicates fresh buying interest. On the weekly RSI, there is a positive divergence which suggests a fresh up move. Vedanta is the second call with a target price of ₹175. Stop loss here is ₹148. Upside potential for this call is 9.75%. Metal stocks have been doing exceptionally well since the last few sessions. The price action of Vedanta indicates that it is now trying to catch up with its peers. The stock has confirmed a major trendline breakout on the weekly chart. We are also witnessing a range breakout in the weekly RSI, and that too just above the 50 level, which indicates a strong upside if the stock sustains above ₹155 mark. Bharat Electronics is the third and final call with a target price of ₹110 and stop loss here is ₹98. Upside potential for this call is 6.64%. After a relentless correction from the peak of ₹122 towards ₹97, the stock has been consolidating in a narrow band for the past few weeks. After yesterday's price action, the stock broke out from the range and has also managed to close well above its 200-day simple moving average. The price action is supported by the positive placement of the daily ADX14 indicator, which points towards a fresh upside. Remember, all the 3 stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas, but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.